Turuntuset tulee jo on äl.
Today our main topic will be about film promotion, as you already guessed. To introduce the topic, of course, when we here in Estonia were very surprised and really amazed about the success that Estonian film Tangerines had in Oscars and Golden Globe, then everyone here wanted also know about what was behind the success. Of course, we know the movie is good, but yeah, there is a lot of PR and rather promotion that was done for that.
Yeah, I do have to say that, you know, in film marketing, if you want to say, I rather say film promotion, it is still always the movie which is the most important part. Of course, the product in this case, but in case of Tangerine, it was very important to get people to see the movie, the voters. This movie came from me from Variety reporter, Variety critic, who saw it at Toronto Film Festival. I did not, seen the movie somewhere and research and try to contact the filmmakers. It was the other way. I was contacted by the journalist who knows that I work with these smaller countries and especially European countries, and I do the promotion for foreign language films and documentaries and short films. And she told me, hey, I just saw a movie here in Toronto. I actually saw it already in Palm Springs last year, and it is something you should really look at. It's amazing. It's a very small film from a very small country, but it really resonated with me. And I said, so tell me, you know, what is it about? And she said, oh, it's about this war conflict in Georgia, about, you know, Estonians living there. And I must say, I wasn't
aware of
speaking about
Estonians living there.
It has been so many war movies that I'm not so interested in this kind of topic. And it was from Estonia. I don't remember seeing, you know, so many Estonian movies. So I said, okay, you know, I give it a shot, because she was talking really highly about it. And I watched the movie on an online link sent to me. And it really resonated with me. I fell in love with the film immediately. And, you know, I'm a very intuitive person. I think if I, you know, relate to the movie, probably my voters will too. I think I know their taste. I know what they, you know, connect with. So I said, wow, that's a really great film, and let's talk. So, from that point, it starts like I say, okay, I want to talk to the producer, and the producer contacted me, Ivo Felt from All Film Production, and... And it could start this way.
So this was the starting point. What happened next? Did you take a look about the competing films, or how did the work go on?
At that point in September, you kind of know who will be the big competitors. There are always films which won awards in Cannes. There was the winner of Cannes, there was a winner of the Director's Fortnight, there were some films from Berlin Film Festival. So it was harder because I had a film which nobody heard about.
From a country no one knew?
From the very small country which didn't have a nomination, you know, yet. So it was challenging, and at the same time, I do love challenges, and I do love to bring something new to the game, to the race. So it was a positive for me that, you know, I will have a big challenge, but I have a good product.
So what was your promotion strategy? What did you decide to do in order to make the film visible, in order to bring the critics to see them, the movie, or anything else?
Well, I have been in this field for 15 years or over 15 years, and I have a reputation. There are not so many people promoting foreign language film. The targeted audience are really the voters, the people who are on the foreign language committee at the Academy. They change a little bit every year, but the core of the people are still the same. So you're targeting probably around 500 people on that foreign language committee. And then depending on film, there are two groups. They divide it in what is called the general foreign language committee. It's the, 400 or 500 people. And then there is an executive committee, which are chosen by the chairman of academy of this branch, and there are only like 20-25 people, and these people add the big committee chooses on 6 films, and then this small committee adds 3 films to it. So this has been kind of new since probably 6 years ago that the there was a shortlist, and then you go to nominations from the shortlist from 9 to 5. But it's a very complicated kind of voting system, so we would have to have a more time to discuss all the details.
Okay. But and your strategy was to target the big audience or to the small executive group who could add 3 films. What was your main target?
So, Tangerines, I knew. This is a film for, general. This is pretty traditional film, shot in traditional way. I think it had a very, heartwarming feeling. I think it gave a global message about nonsense of war. And it was very personal, too. I really connected with the main characters, which I usually tell filmmakers this is one of the most important points, how the voters get connected. There are 4 great characters in the movie, and they're all very well crafted, and there is a great story. It was a very good script Zaza Urushadze wrote, and the way the movie is shot, it will talk to everybody on the general committee. So I think both executive committee and the general committee will like this film. So my main goal was to get as many voters as possible to see it and start to talk about the film. And the same with the journalist, of course. I want people in Hollywood to write about it, and I want to people start to talk about the movie. What's called the buzz in Hollywood is a very important tool.
How did you do it? How did you get them to come to look at the film from a country that was not known, the film that you believed in, but they didn't have a clue what to expect?
The schedule, what it's called, the screening schedule is announced, the official schedule, and when I see the movie, was screening very late, so I had, even harder task, because I knew I will have a screening in January, and, in December, sorry, almost at the end of the voting period, and I have to build the reputation even before the movie screens official at the Academy. So again, I had to use all my, personal connections and my knowledge, of the critics here and of the press. And I had to get them to see the movie even beforehand so, we can build on something. And then when it comes to the official screening, people already talked about it, wrote about it. We did many, many screenings until that time, and the buzz was already out. So people came. There was a big crowd seeing the official screening because people heard about it.
What about working with journalists? Are there different groups of journalists, some of them who are more influential than the others? And did you target them differently?
No, I didn't really talk to them differently. You know, for my work, there are important what it's called trade papers. And trade means, you know, papers and magazines specialized in movie business. So we're talking about Variety. We're talking about the Hollywood Reporter, Screen International, The Wrap, and The Deadline Hollywood. These are the most important outlets. Then you have IndieWire and like the online, very important online magazine. But practically my pitch was the same. I mean, this is a really amazing film from small country, but you have to see it. You know, they know my taste, and they know if I recommended something. I have a very good record of nominated films in the last few years. So they see, okay, she recommended it. We should probably see it.
Did you hear also people saying that maybe it's not so interesting? Okay, we understand that you are so touched about the movie, but maybe we'll pick a different one.
Actually, I don't even remember if there was a one person
really
who did not as I felt probably the first time I seen the film, many people did too. I think the movie is just, you know, an emotional level, like really touches you, and this is a very rare for film to be, you know. I was totally 100% sure that when people see it, they will like it, or maybe not like it as the best movie, but definitely worth, you know, the nominations and shortlist.
How did you decide to position the film?
Well, again, I knew that I need to get as a bigger audience of voters to see it. We have a strategy how to show it to, you know, all different kinds of screenings. We do screenings. We partner with the trade papers like Variety and Deadline and Wrap, and you get kind of like package, which they give you online advertising, and they give you screening which is moderated by some like famous moderator. And, you know, sometimes they do feature on a film in a magazine. They post the trailer. So, you know, I came up with a strategy like in the beginning of the process. And we talked about, you know, about it with the producer. And it was a great cooperation. That was another very important moment, I think. Of all my, you know, films in last 15 years, it was one of the best, if not the best, cooperation with the filmmakers. They were really enthusiastic, and it helped me, you know, my enthusiasm.
Did you get deals with all of the major trade magazines, or just a couple of them? Or how does it usually work? Is it even possible to work with all of them simultaneously, or do they demand some kind of exclusivity?
No, most of the time they don't demand exclusivity. They know, you know, if you need to promote a movie, you need to like spread across all the papers. It depends. I have experience which ones are the best, and you get the most of it. So we decided in the first round to like do two, I believe, then we added another ones after the shortlist was announced. So we did The Wrap, which is a very important online, and we did a Deadline Hollywood. And then, we added some more after.
So almost
the movie was shortlisted.
So you covered almost half of the influential, the most influential magazines in the area.
Yeah, I would say I covered even more than half because we invited, you know, the movie already had a review in Variety and Hollywood. Actually, Hollywood Reporter, I got the reviewer to see it. And because he liked it so much, he also did his own screening during the nomination time. He has a screening series called Real Talk, and he organized his own screenings with his group, and that was free for us. That's another of my specialty, to come up with screenings which are, you know, very competitively priced or even free. And he told me later that his audience really responded to the film, and they were telling him of all the movies he screened, and he screened, you know, not just foreign language movie, mostly he screened American movies, you know, running for the Oscars. And he said this was like the best received film of all of them.
Very good.
It was a very encouraging, and it was a great Q&A we had with Ivo, the producer, Zaza, the director, and we also had the main star of the film.
We all know that the budget to promote the movie was relatively low, as much as I know from Estonian media and understanding how much would it cost. If you had a bit bigger budget or much larger budget, what had been your next options, or what usually are the next options to do? Okay, you can do more screenings, but what are the other things that would be demanded for to reach really the, let's say, the very top level?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, most of the budget is always eaten by the advertising in these trade papers. So I would say we would do probably bigger ads. You know, we did, let's say, 2/3 of the pages. We would do probably full pages. Like, there were many movies which did full pages, like the Belgian movie of Dardens. But as you see, it didn't help them. So yeah. I think that movie had actually almost $1 million in promotion.
It's a really big difference compared to, I think,
so much more than the movie I think cost.
Really?
Some films. No, not this one, but definitely it's more than, you know, you may make with the movie in a later game. It had an American distribution. That's another important point. We practically worked through the until the nominations with no distributor involved, so that's much harder. If you have a distributor, it's easier to promote the film and, you know, work with the distributor on the marketing and promotion.
How did it happen that our movie didn't have distributor until the very last moment?
Well, I really tried hard. And you would be, we are in a marketing radio show. I can say it now. I did reach out to the big distributors, and they all loved the movie. And I did actually get answer from Harvey Weinstein himself and the head of his acquisitions. And, you know, I spoke to Michael Barker from Sony Pictures, who loved the movie. But either they had already many movies, like in a case of Sony Classics, they already had like 5 films they were promoting. Or in a Weinstein's case, they said that they love the movie, they just don't know how to market it and promote it. And they know it will be very challenging to, you know, to make money with this film. So they were very honest. But nobody of them said, oh, this is not for us, the movie is not good. No, everybody says the movie is great. We just don't know how to marketing and position it. So we'll see how the Samuel Goldwyn does now. And actually, they saw my enthusiasm, I think, and of enthusiasm of my team. And they hired us to help them with the promotion of the U.S. release, which is coming next month, on 24 of April in L.A. and 17 of April in New York.
Excellent. How long before before the nomination, should a movie have a distributor in order to, let's say, maximize the synergies and really get out from the distributor's marketing support as well?
So I would say ideally. let's look at the case of Ida.
Okay.
Ida had, it's a small, you know, Polish movie about black and white, about the Catholic nun who will find out in a movie that she's actually Jewish. So not exactly, big budget, but the movie started very slowly. I think they opened already. They had a much more time to work on. They opened in the U.S. in March, 2014, and by the time and distribution was obviously in place even before March. And by the time the movie was selected as the Polish Oscar entry, they already did half of the job, or more of the even half of the job. They the movie was very successful in a box office. I think even the distributor doesn't understand how it achieved. I think the movie made almost $4 million in box office. And the movie, like, everybody knew about it, everybody talked about it. The director had a really good reputation here in Hollywood. People remembered his previous movies. So they had, like, ideal situation of promoting a film which is already so known and everybody talks about. So I would say, as soon as possible, if it's possible to get the distributor in January and you're doing campaign in starting campaign in September, that's great. But most of the cases, it's of course not. We're talking about maybe four movies which already have a great distributor, and they already started even before the movie was voted by the country.
How important is country of origin in this case?
Well, the voters, of course, relate to countries they know, and statistically, most of the nominations are coming from the same country, all over. Everybody, even the voters and the industry and the journalists, they will go and see the new French Oscar film, the new German, Italian. And there are some countries which has a really good reputation, like Scandinavia, films from Sweden, Norway, Denmark, and then Spanish-speaking countries like Spain and some of the South American countries. So there. It is harder for, let's say, Estonia or some small country, in Africa, or it is harder to get people to see it. But if these people are very open to, they obviously sign to see, many movies in very short time. I don't know if your listeners know how many movies competed this year. I
think it was. I'm not very sure. Sure, you can repeat.
It was 87 movies.
Oh my God!
The voters has to see them in 2 months. They divided. It's a little complicated process. They divided in three groups of three different colors. So each group has to see like 18 to 25 films. Some of them, actually, the people who are really interested in these films, they see like 40 or 50. I think the chairman of Academy has seen like 50 of the 87. So it's a very busy period, and it's very big dedication from these people to see the films.
Do you have any special secrets about how did you kind of made them to see the Tangerines? If you want
no,
to share.
No, there is no secret. I think I'm, you know, fortunate to know many of them personally, and I know many of the people sitting on the executive committee who talk to other people. So I think, you know, they trust my judgment, and they know when I take a movie on and I'm very enthusiastic about it, that it's probably a good film and they should see it. So there are no secrets, like super secrets, but this film, you know, spoke for itself. I knew I had a great product, and I just needed to sell it, and had the voters to see it. But again, I didn't kind of finish my thought about the country. You know, the reputation of a country is also based on the previous years. So it is really great what happened with Estonia, and let's give a little credit to Georgia too, because it was a Georgian director. They will probably be seen, you know, the Estonian movie next year will have a hard task, because it will be seen by many more voters. They will expect another great Tangerines.
Absolutely.
So you better send some really good movie next year.
And we'd better send them soon, as I understand, looking at the calendar.
And, you know, the same happened, like, let's say, with Bulgaria. I represented the movie from Bulgaria. And until then, you know, the country never had a shortlist or nomination. And they were shortlisted. They were not nominated. But it was huge for the country. And since then, people go and see Bulgarian movie, which they would never do before. So it is important for, like, the, I think, development of the movie industry in your country, and, you know, our knowledge here in America about the movies from Estonia.
What do you think, how many years would it take if we could have, let's say, one good movie every second year? Yeah, probably not every single year, as we're a small country. But if we could have one good movie every second year, how many years would it take in order to make the Hollywood how to say, the audience to know that, okay, this comes from Estonia, Estonian movies are worth of seeing? Does it take 10 years, 20 years, or what is your prediction?
Well, I don't believe you will have a nomination every second year. It's just statistics.
Neither me. I'm sorry.
It was very rare. I mean, Tangerines is a very special film. And, you know, it does not even happen to these big countries like France or Germany. But I would say it would probably take, you know, to have two, three movies which were excellent and be nominated, that everybody would be really interested in. But it's all goes, we understand, I mean, I don't know how many movies are made in Estonia, you know, there may be, I don't know, 15, 10, you know, compared to Germany and France, they have a much bigger selection. They choosing from hundreds of movies. So it is harder for the small countries, which, you know, smaller film industry.
Absolutely, I do agree with you. I want to discuss a bit about the promotion as well, promotion budgeting as well. Of course, the smaller countries don't have such a big money to support promotion or even to support the movies. But if we look from the promotion point of view, what is the best structure for a budget? How much should go?
Everybody thinks that they didn't have a good budget, but I was satisfied. I was nicely surprised that you know, the producer was very engaged, and he got involved all sources he could. I think in both the governmental sector and the private sector. There were, at the end of the movie, I think there were a private agency who stepped in after the nomination and, you know, put a little bit bigger boost in the promotion. So we didn't have such a bad budget. We had a regular budget, which I was working with before. It was a budget compared to other European countries. We did probably not have a, no, I know for sure we did not have a budget as a Polish, but Poland is known actually as they put a lot of movie in promotions and they have a very good built system. So I would say for Estonia, I would say, try to build a system that there is a support from beginning and the producer doesn't need to spend very long time to go around, and the administrative task of getting this money for promotion, it was very hard, I think. But he achieved it because he was very enthusiastic about it, and he put a lot of work in it. But practically, the producer didn't do anything else than work with me on the promotion and on raising the budget. For he dedicated 6 months of his life to this project, just to getting nominated and shortlisted and get the Golden Globe nomination. So it was a very big part of the hard work of these producers.
Okay. I do understand that this is something that you cannot put a kind of price tag on. You cannot say how much it was. Would have been worth money-wise, but if you look at that part there, you could see that okay, let's say that the average budget for the small movies is about $100,000 or $200,000 or something, in general. Then, how is the distribution between, let's say, the paid advertising, the screening, and maybe even some more, let's say, kind of big parts that the kind of that the budget should consist of?
I don't have a budget in front of me, but I would say almost more than the half of the budget is, as I said, the advertising, because these ads in trade papers like Variety and Hollywood Reporter, they cost a lot of money. I think I was pretty creative to come up with screenings which were either sponsored by the producers, or there were like even free screenings because of my contacts, and some organizations put on screenings just to get the movie out and show it to their screening groups. So I would say the biggest part of the advertising, then there is there are screenings, and then I think there is a fee for the publicist. There is also travel cost for, I told them if you want to do real campaign, you have to, you have to come here and stay here for a longer time. So the producer and director really came and stayed for, let's say, period of, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And that cost a lot of money, you pay, they rented a house and sure. they were here, they were on hand, they were on every Q&A. And that was, I think, very essential, the personal contact with the voters, and that, all these like presence at the Q&As, they were really important. So that was a very important part to spend money on, to bring the talent and the, people for Q&As.
Very good. If I ask so, that what do you think? What are the let's say the key success factors in promoting a movie? Just if I look at the promotion part, let's say the movie is excellent.
Yeah, that's the first one. The movie is excellent. The filmmakers, producer, director, main actors are willing to support the movie. Which means, they willing to come here and take part of the Q&A, especially for a producer. He's practically my partner in crime. He strategizes with me. He agrees on budget. In this case, Ivo was obviously not experienced because he made a lot of movies, but he never did a campaign like this. So he really trusted me. And practically anything I proposed. He was just, let's go for it. Let's go for it. And it was great. It was like, I felt that, you know, we have total trust. And then it was, you know, my part to find the really good venues and to, you know, to do screenings, which I know would make the difference. And sometimes you would be surprised. Sometimes there is one meeting which, you know, meant maybe that this movie will be really considered, because there was maybe few members of the executive committee who came to one of the screenings, met with Ivo and Zaza, and fell in love with them too, not just with the movie. And then they are my promoters, the voters. I actually become, you know, my promoters, where they talk to their other colleagues and they say, hey, because people talk a lot in this particular, you know, voting system, and they listen to each other and they say, so what have you seen? What is good? What? And this movie was, you know, had a buzz at the, I would say, end of November. It had a really good buzz. We had a, you know, I really like, I don't know if it's something of the you characters is in Estonia, but I must say I felt like there was enthusiasm and support from, you know, all the, there were, you know, Estonian consul in New York. She helped tremendously, and she didn't have almost, you know, zero budget, but she really helped with some screenings, and she did what she could in her little kind of budget-wise. And so I felt it was very, very inspiring for me to work for somebody who is like so enthusiastic. And we had an Estonian society here in Los Angeles, and the head of the Estonian society was very enthusiastic about the promoting. You know, they were putting it constantly. Every success of the movie, they were putting on a Facebook and Twitter. And so I felt like this support, and it helps me as a promoter, because, you know, you're dealing with many movies and many filmmakers. So if you have somebody who is so engaged, it obviously helps me also to have that enthusiasm.
I now come to the last question, that is a bit from a different field. What do you think? How should be films used to market a country like Estonia?
Well, we actually did a little bit work for you.
I know. But could it be done more systematically?
We did have a promotional film we screened during the nomination campaign, when this agency stepped in, and we had a little promotional video. I think it was just 2 minutes or 3 minutes video, and we try to put it at each screening before the movie. You know, some providers of the screening rooms were okay with it. So, you know, we screened it. And it's a little short video promoting Estonia as a country, you know, as a tourist, kind of tourist destination, and doing business in Estonia. I think that was a very good idea. Again, that came, it never happened before. I did not do this before. And it came from Estonia. And so there is a, I'm sure there is a hunger of, you know, how to promote our small country. And there was one of the ways how to do it, to have a little nice promotional film about Estonia before we screen the film. The government should have a system in a place, because if people here will like Estonian movies, they will obviously be interested more in the country, and maybe they would be interested to do business. I understand there is a quite big boom of co-productions,
That's true.
I know the producer of this movie, Ivo Feld, he's working with the Koreans on a like big budget Korean co-production in the moment, and I think he's planning to do movie in co-production with America. So obviously there is a, you know, there is a trend of how to promote, you know, Estonian film business and Estonian film production, and how to bring probably more foreign productions to Estonia. And it's, I think that's a, one of the, I'm, you know, I'm myself from Czech Republic, and I don't know if you, listeners know, but there were big boom in 90s, I think, and beginning of 2000 of all these big Hollywood productions coming to Prague. And it really boosted not just the economy of the Czech Republic, but it boosted, you know, the film business in Czech Republic and the film production services. So I think this is a definitely way to go. And if you, you know, it would improve your tourism and it would help the economy. It would give work to so many people in the country.